This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, over the last weekend here, we took the time to go see the movie Gosnell, because we have a friend that was in that movie, Alfonso Rachel. He was Detective Stark in the movie. I was apprehensive to go because I didn't know what to expect. When we got there, I got to tell you what, friends, 2 minutes after the movie was over, I was on the phone with Zoe, Alfonso Rachel, and we will have him up in just about 15 minutes here during the second segment. So hang with us, and we'll get into more details as to what we found and what we felt when we left that movie. I was enraged, but I was also happy. Kind of mixed emotions, but what I derived and extracted from that movie more than anything is I was so glad that it was done, and it was very well done. You've not seen the movie Gosnell, friends, take some time and go see it. Do yourself a favor and go see it. We're going to have Alfonso Rachel with us in just a couple minutes here. One of the things I wanted to hit before we get to Alfonso is something that I brought up some time ago. And as you know, especially those that have been listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we're usually on, not the cutting edge, we're usually way ahead of the game when it comes to the, you know, the topics that we cover. We'll cover it, and then before you know it, you know, a week, 2 weeks, a month, 6 months, a year, 2 years, all of a sudden we're dealing with the issue that we were covering. And I thank God for those giftings. With that said, I remember at one particular time I'd shared with a guy that has 68 outlets, websites. And I'd shared with him, listen, there's something going on wrong here, because when we first put up the sonsoflibertymedia.com, the first 3 months we were tapping to a million viewers a month. We had the number 14,000 amongst websites across the country in the United States of America. And then the fourth month, kaboom, crash. Someone pulled the rug from under us. Called him up and shared with him what I was finding. And I said, listen, Facebook is up to something, Twitter's up to something, and Google's up to something, and other big tech companies. Nah, that's conspiratorial. Well, it's interesting because I've been highlighting over and over and over again the crimes of Facebook. And the crimes they are, friends, they're subversive to American government, period. You can't define it any other way. They're crimes. And what was interesting about that is I went over and I noticed now that one of those sites that he had is under attack. And what do I mean? Well, you've all heard of Brian Kolfage, I'm sure. Brian Kolfage is a triple amputee. He had a website over on Facebook. He spent over $300,000 in advertising with Facebook. He had over 3.5 million followers, and all of a sudden his page is gone. Now it matters. And it's interesting as well. See, this is why prevention is better than cure. I also talked to an attorney in a similar situation where I said, listen, if you don't deal with the issue now and see it through, this is what's going to happen later on. No big deal, Bradley, just relax. Don't worry about it. I got this. And guess what? A year and a half later, he calls me up and he tells me, guess what this guy's been doing? I said, I told you, you have to deal with them people all the way through because you're dealing with lawlessness. You're dealing with the people that are willing to transgress American law. You have to bring forth judgments. You have to execute the laws against their crimes because if you don't, this is what's going to happen. Well, guess what, friends? We're there. I was talking to a friend today, and we were agreed on what we were talking about concerning the topic in which I'm covering right now. Facebook, Twitter, Google, big tech companies are subversive to American governments. And he had brought up the point that they have a platform. They can do whatever they want to do. And you know in their contracts they can go ahead and sign away and they can put anything in their little contracts that they want to. Their terms, their said terms that you agree to before you go on Facebook. I said, yeah, that's true. But I said, the bottom line is this, it can't be subversive to American governments. I said, they're advocating that which is unlawful in America. And I said to him, I said, and I say to you listeners, I say, well, what's going to happen if the electric company doesn't like what you have to say anymore? Is it going to be okay for them to go ahead and pull the plug on your electricity to your home? What about your phones? If it gets to the point they don't like what you're talking about anymore, lawfully, and by the way, my speech is according to law, not lawlessness, okay? They don't like our lawful speech, friends, and that's why they're censoring it. That's illegal in this country. I don't care who it is. They cannot set terms that run antithetical to constitutional law in the United States of America. What happens if the phone company doesn't like what I'm talking about concerning my lawful speech anymore, and they call it hate speech because I make reference to the law that exposes their crimes, Romans 3:20? Is that going to be okay? Those that think that Facebook just has a platform and they can do whatever they want with it? What about your thoughts on the banking system, how they're monopolizing now in alliance to basically withhold credit from anybody that wants to go out and buy ammunition or a gun? Is that okay? Because this is exactly what the big tech companies are doing, friends. And if people don't get a hold of what I'm talking about right now, friends, it's going to get to the point where you're going to have everything standing against you. That wall is going to fall on you sooner or later. It's either going to fall on you or it's going to fall on the lawless. And the only way that that wall is going to fall on the lawless is if the lawful push that wall over on the lawless. I also shared with you last week, George Washington said that if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. What's happening? You know, it's interesting, friends, again, when you look at the brand new administration, how you are under attack, how things are taking place in your country that never in a million years under Barack Hussein Obama, he would have never gotten away with it in a million years, friends, but Donald Trump gets away with it. And that's all they're doing is distracting you away from maybe the one or two good things he may be doing, but they're not showing you the two and three and four and five and six things that he's doing unconstitutionally. See, and this is where people are missing it. Those that mean to control you, friends, mean to silence you. And it's exactly where we're at in this country today. And it's amazing how, until it happens to a certain people, namely those that don't want to listen now, when it happens to them, all of a sudden, it's amazing how they got their ears on. Guess what, friends? Now they're talking about getting an attorney and going after Facebook. Folks, enough is enough. Big tech companies are subversive to American government. They cannot make up said terms for their platform, friends, that run antithetical to our laws. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Into the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to pull up Alonzo, Rachel. Detective Stark from Gosno. I want to lay this out, but I want to pull up Alonzo real quick there. Are you there with us, Alonzo?
I am. Yes, I am. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, now help me with this really quick, Zoe. How did we go from Alfonso to Alonzo? What happened there?
Well, you know, the thing is, man, it's like whenever I tell people my name, Alfonso, 10 minutes later, they're calling me Alonzo. And it's like, well, I actually like Alonzo better, but it is Alfonso. And even like the spelling, it's like I can tell them my name is A-L-F-O-N-Z-O, and then they'll write it down, A-L-P-H-O-N-S-O.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. You're Alfonso. You're Zoe to me anyway. So are we cool, Zoe, to be calling you Zoe on this interview?
My buddies call me Zoe. It is totally cool.
Okay, that's I appreciate right. it. I got Stephanie, too, with me right now.
Hi, Zoe. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Thank you.
Okay, so I got to lay this out really quick because I know we got you for a short amount of time. This last week, we seen the movie Gosno was coming out. And we seen some advertisements. And by the way, we seen quite a few of them, Zoe, just to kind of give you a thumbs up as to know what's going on over here in the Midwest. It wasn't like it was hard to find. It was dropping in front of us. We were seeing advertisements. We were seeing billboards and such. And with that said, we knew that it was coming out, and I was kind of apprehensive in going to see the movie, and I want to tell you why, okay? And no, actually, I'll have Stephanie tell
like
her.
I'd like to preface
this. You tell us why.
So here's the deal. You know, obviously, we're a Christian ministry, a Christian family, and anything that you have to watch out there, you kind of have to have a guard on for. But it seems that a majority of quote-unquote Christian films out there are exceptionally cheesy, second-rate. It's a very modern gospel that's not, you know, scripturally in context with the Word of God. So it's kind of hard. So we kind of try a lot of Christian films, and then we kind of leave disappointed, like, oh, that was second-rate, or the acting was
It seems seems like it's because the same message all the time, and it's just like we leave with the same feeling. But
in fact, I want to say our kids, we brought them, like, you know, this is going to be another one of those. You know, we're going to leave disappointed, so on and so forth. We're like, well, we're going to try this one out because we think that the content's going to be really good and so on and so forth.
And we knew Zoe was going to be in it.
Exactly.
Honestly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we went and seen the movie. And probably 10 or 15 minutes into it, I look over at Steph. I said, this is really good so far. Probably about 45 minutes into it. This is really good so far. Mm. I was a little surprised.
Yeah.
And by the way, though, whoever did the editing did an outstanding job.
Yes.
Just wanted to let you know that. And so all of a sudden, okay, Mr. Quinn did a great job. So we've seen Zoe start to rock the screen a little bit, too. Good job.
Excellent.
We've seen Dean Cain. Good job. We've seen the prosecutor come forward. Good job. It's like, okay, we got all thumbs up going on here. And then we started getting caught up into the movie. And I just got to say it this way, and then we're going to put Zoe into this conversation. After the end of the movie, within 2 minutes of me leaving that movie theater, as a matter of fact, I wasn't even out of the theater yet. I was so moved. I was angry, and I was glad that I seen it. And I was happy with the production and the quality of the movie. So it was all there. I texted Zoe right away, and I said, Zoe, call me. And he called me right back probably about 2 minutes later, and I said, dude, I said, this was good. I said, thumbs up for the babies. And then we got into a conversation about the production, the quality, the acting. It was all there. It was all there, my friends. And with that said, I got to pull in Zoe here because you're Detective Stark. First of all, how did you get the job, Zoe?
And one quick thing. I want to say, for our listeners who may not know who Gosnell is, Zoe, can you give us a little general outline of the storyline, what's it about, so people know, okay, what are we talking about?
Well, Gosnell was an abortion facilitator. People keep calling him an abortion doctor. If he was a doctor, he's the first he's for. I call him abortion facilitator, and what he was doing for upwards of 30 years was basically birthing children alive. They're already alive, you know, whether in the womb or not. But he was. But the rule is that you're supposed to kill them before you remove them, right? Well, he wasn't killing them before he was removing them. He removed them and then killed them by basically taking scissors and stabbing them in the back of the head and cutting their spine. So he's been doing this. The death toll could have been in the thousands, hundreds to thousands.
Well, I'm sure it was. Yes.
Right. And the state wasn't doing anything about it. They knew it. The medical industry knew it. The litigators knew it. And eventually the media caught up with it, but nobody wanted to touch it because abortion is a sacrament to them.
Yeah, it was interesting, Zoe, though, with that said, it was interesting how it was said throughout the movie that the governor was basically calling off the dogs, namely the inspectors, when it came to the abortion clinics. Did you catch that?
That's right. Yeah, and like I said, and this was a media cover-up. The media didn't want to touch this? Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was one of the things. We're going way fast forward on this, but let it come as it may. That was one of the things that I caught right away was how the prosecutor, the boss of the prosecutor that was going to basically take the case, was basically teeing everybody up for what was going to happen when they got there concerning the media. And when they got there to try Gosnell, it was interesting to note that the media was MIA all across the boards, which shows you the power of the media through omission. They didn't want the people to cover the case.
Because they didn't want the people to actually know what was really going on.
Right. And they didn't want this to be a stain, so to speak, on the abortion industry.
It was also interesting to note, Zoe, that when during the court case, the proceedings, when the woman that got up and she did it with a prideful forehead, let's say it that way, how she was proud of the fact that she had 30,000 abortions, and then when the defense attorney began to make inquisition with her, he began to ask her what it was and how it was, namely the procedures as to how she aborted babies. And it, what was really telling about the whole abortion industry is there's really no difference between when the baby's inside of the womb than when outside of the womb, because they have to take this long needle and stick it inside of the woman, namely into the baby, and kill the baby before it's actually taken out. And they call it a fetus while it's inside the baby, and then once outside the baby, now it's called a baby.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I thought that was a play of words. Yeah, exactly. So I thought it was interesting. Because here we have this, and I won't give away the whole thing for those people. We were hoping to go and see this movie, Gosnell. But what happened was is they had this one particular one, as Bradley was saying, on the stand, and she was an abortion doctor, and they asked her, how many abortions have you performed? She said, over 30,000. So this lady was well put together. She looked like she was rich, you know, had her stuff together. But while she was on the stand and those questions were being asked to her, it was as though she was realizing in her mind what she had been doing. And quite frankly, there was no difference between her and Gosnell when you look at it.
That's right. That's right. Really quick, that number that she gave, that was actually brought down. She actually
I'm
did
sure.
over 40,000. And the reason why we put it in there for 30,000 is to make it, believe it or not, more believable. And the thing is, and when they inject that potassium chloride into the heart, that baby is literally getting a death sentence. And the reason why I said it is because that is the same stuff that they give people on death row.
Really? Well, that's interesting. Well, Zoe, let's rewind just a little bit here, because I'm still sitting in that movie theater fired up about what I've seen. I am.
Yep.
It was that moving to me. Let's go back to Zoe, Alfonso Rachel. We're talking Alfonso Rachel, friends. Detective start from the movie Gosnell, that's just been released. And by the way, I have in front of me as another word of cheer for you, my friend, that you were the top 10. That movie was the top 10 during that week as far as movies that were just newly released across the United States of America. Did you know that?
Wow. You know, I've kind of been hearing things about it, but yeah, this is like, you know, the confirmation that I'm getting right now. That's very cool. What a blessing. Yeah.
Well, it's a blessing, man. Terrific. Big thumbs up for the babies once again. That's the end objective here. But again, let me ask you, how, Zoe, did you get this job in the first place? I'm curious on a personal note.
Well, I was doing, when I was with PJTV around 2013 when the story of Gosnell broke, I did my commentary on it. Now, I had made friends with Nick Searcy earlier than that. And he, because he was familiar with my work, and he contacted me and, you know, wanted to tell me that he enjoyed my stuff, and you know, we became friends. And jumped to 2015, after they had got their funding and stuff like that, I was on tour with my band, 20 Pound Sledge, and Nick called me and said, hey, what are you up to? And I've got a role for you. And I'm like, well, I'm on tour right now. He's like, cancel your date. Just like that. He's like, I'm Nick Searcy, and you're going to cancel your date. And I'm like, okay. But considering the subject matter and stuff like that, I was like, hey, this is another opportunity to promote these values in the culture. I was actually happy to do it. I said, you know what? Fine. Let's do it. Let's make this happen.
And I want to say, too, Izzo, you did an excellent job. And I know that you hadn't done much acting or whatever before that, but it was terrific all the way around the boards. Outstanding. And for Bradley even to say such high commendations, I don't think I've ever heard him say such high commendations on a Christian film before and pro-life.
I was impressed.
It was
great. We got Alfonso Rachel, Detective Stark from the new movie Gosnell. Zoe, we're going to pull you over on one more segment, if you don't mind. And let's get into more details concerning the new movie Gosnell, which was just released, folks. If you have not seen it, go check it out. We'll be right back.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king to discuss the fate of the Washington Post journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. President Trump was asked about this as well on Monday.
The king firmly denied any knowledge of it. He didn't really know. Maybe, I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon.
Today in Washington, D.C., Attorney General Jeff Sessions had a big announcement regarding MS-13.
So today I'm announcing our next steps to carry out President Trump's order to take MS-13 and other TCOs off the streets. So today I'm announcing that we are creating a transnational organized crime task force.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have Alfonso Rachel, Detective Stark from the brand new movie Gosnell, online with us right now. If you've not seen the movie, friends, do yourself a favor. You're going to leave angry, and you're going to be glad that you went to see it. And again, it was an A-plus all the way through.
Yeah.
It really was.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, we can't say that about many Christian films.
I don't know that I ever have.
Yeah,
whatever I
Passion
said
of the
that
Christ,
about.
And that
well,
was
besides
even,
that,
that was said by Mel Gibson. So
exactly.
Yeah,
I get it. But Zoe, okay, so let me ask you a real big question here, my friend. Okay, what is it that you learned during the movie Gosnell that you were part of that the public may not know about Gosnell? That's probably a big question, but can you give it to us in a nutshell?
I think it was more affirming than learning. But, you know, the culture says that, you know, in situations like this is why we need more government oversight. That's why we need more regulations so abortions can be safe and all that sort of stuff. And I'm hoping that the watcher can see that, look, you can have the most clean and well-run facility all you want. That baby is still going to get slaughtered. It ain't safe for the kids. You know, number one, and number two, you could tell that, hey, despite all that government oversight, well, where was it? They kept it hidden under the rug. There were no regulations for this guy. There was no government oversight. They looked over it.
Yeah, and that's one thing.
That was 17 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's something that was shocking when we were going through and we were watching and, you know, you have the film as you're going through the clinic, you're seeing, you know, a cat running around and there's, you know, you know, it's
blood stains all over the place.
There's bags. It's so dirty. I'm looking. I'm thinking, like, is that even possible? I mean, anytime you go into a clinic, a hospital, a healthcare facility, it's always immaculate. It's spotless. It's clean. You got the white, you know, floors and the walls and so on and so forth. And it's interesting to note that a point was made during the show that nail salons have to be inspected once a year. But yet this facility, Gosnell's facility, was not even inspected for 17 years. So we're looking and we're inspecting the nail salons, but we're not, you know, inspecting these abortion facilities. And the point is, like you said, Zoe, it doesn't matter if it's spotless and clean or if it's just disgusting and dirty. The point is babies are still being killed no matter where you go. But the point that it was had no oversight for that 17-year period, when you look at a nail salon, that it can't go that long, and that's shocking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Indeed, go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
No, I was going to say, too, it was also interesting throughout that movie, though, how Gosnell had all of these properties signed over to him. And he had literally thousands and thousands of dollars that were found when they broke into his house. There's a lot more to this whole Gosnell case than we're being told. There's no question about it.
Indeed, indeed. And, you know, it wasn't even the murder house that he had that got the feds involved. The reason why they got involved was because they picked up on his drug trafficking.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, and they were busted doing that quite a bit, too, as well.
That was
correct?
Going on through the clinic.
Explain that, Zoe. Let our listeners know what you're talking about there, please.
Indeed. You know, it was his staff were selling drugs out of the clinic. And not only were they selling drugs out of the clinic, they were administering drugs.
Yep.
So, you
that's
know, it's
true.
Like, and, you know, and I want to say that there's a sadness to this, because it's like, you know, you've got basically these were teenagers and young women without the formal training, but we're still able to administer drugs that a person has to go to years of college for, even anesthesia. They were administering this stuff, and it's like, wow, you know, you're dealing with people that they're not dumb, but unfortunately, they don't know that what they're doing is wrong.
And the thing, too, is it's almost, as I was watching it, even going back to the cleanliness of the facility and even the administration of these drugs that you're talking about, it's almost so unbelievable that could actually be taking place. It's hard for you to even believe it and then even comprehend. There was the one woman, as you're talking about, and, you know, the lady who was the prosecuting attorney, she asked her, said, well, how much training, you know, did you get? Were you trained to administer these drugs? And she said, yeah, about 20 minutes. I mean, 20 minutes, as you mentioned, people have to go to college for years and years to become a registered nurse to know how to properly administer these drugs. And we've got this teenage girl who's literally making a color sheet, like with crayons and coded colors, so she know which drug was what and how to do it. I mean, it's just crazy.
Right. Yeah, it's like I said, it's sad, you know, because they, in their own way, they could comprehend what they're doing, but they don't get the moral implication of it. Or at least they weren't exposed to the moral implication of it. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And if we look...
Well, therein lies the problem.
Right.
If there's no consequence, they're going to do it. They're always going to get away with whatever you let them get away with.
Yes, and it was very interesting, even going to Gosnell himself, how during this story, he had these turtles. And when he was under arrest and so forth, and he couldn't post bail and leave, he was more concerned about his turtles, that they were fed so they wouldn't die. It's a very... When you look at the mind of an abortionist and a doctor who's willing to murder innocent babies, his mind frame was, well, my little turtles and animals are more important than the thousands of babies that I have slaughtered. And looking at that mindset, it's crazy. Even when you guys are, you know, in the movie going through the house to kind of, you know, the search warrant, he's sitting there playing classical music, and you're just looking at this disturbed mentality and mindset, and it's like, how did this guy, for the baby's sake, get let go for so long? There's no excuse for it whatsoever.
Which falls to the fact that there's a lot more... Go ahead.
I was going to say, and the judge was of the same mindset. Her priority were the turtle, not for the unborn, but for the turtles. Yeah.
Exactly. She said, this will not be an issue about abortion.
Yep.
And she said, I'm all for basically the endangered species. You know, it's interesting because we talked about that during Bradley's assembly program, how it's illegal, you know, to pick flowers in state parks. You can't, you know, tamper with the eagle's nest eggs, because if you do, you're going to get a fine and you can go to jail. So we're concerned about the flowers in state parks. We're concerned about the eagle's eggs, which I'm not saying we should do anything bad with them, but when it comes on the top list of priorities, we will punish people. We'll bring judgment down upon people
we'll
who
find
do these
people,
things.
Imprison people.
But then when it comes to slaughtering babies, oh, we're okay with that. I mean, it's just judgment turned backwards throughout this nation, and people's eyes need to be opened.
Indeed. Yeah. And if you don't mind, I had a couple of thoughts off the top of my head when we were asking about the film.
Right. Go ahead.
Because about you. I'm sorry, dude.
It's an important thing. I think obviously it's important to y'all because, you know, this is an issue that we have in trying to create productions and stuff like that, and they do come off cheesy and hokey and whatnot. And if I may, two things that come off the top of my head is, you know, we got to keep doing them. It's like the automobile. When people made the automobile, they thought that, you know, the automobile sucked too. They, you know, it's like, this isn't going to go anywhere. It's no good. But at the same time, when you just keep, you know, when you pour into it, obviously now we have much better automobiles. And it's the same thing with Christian films. It's something that needs to be done. And supply and demand, unless we support it, if we don't support it, it's just not going to get better. And we have to let people know, okay, you know, this isn't really good. We can make this better. God is certainly worth making it better. And the second thing I want to say is that the Lord himself says, I need you to be more like the children of the age. The children of the light, you know, they're not very savvy. I love them. They're my kids and stuff like that. But the children of the light need to get with the program and start emulating the children of the age, because the children of the age are savvy. Don't use what they use to their means. Use it for my means. But put that stuff to work, because it works.
I think you're absolutely right.
It's the sons of Issachar who knew the times. That's exactly right. But I think, and here's the thing too, the Lord had to raise up culture warriors for the times and that could adhere to the culture. And therein, I believe there's such a step outside of really knowing the culture. There's so many people that are engrossed in just being a part of the church that they forget their job. They don't go out to the people. They're not a part of the culture. They're just a part of the church culture, and they forget that their job is to go out and seek and save that which is lost. With that said, you were playing the rock star in 20-pound sledge, and God decides to move you over and to be, you know, in the movie star category. Have you been treated differently? Have you been persecuted? Have you been praised? What's been going on in this? I don't want to say it's a transition, because I'm sure you're not done a 20-pound sledge, but what's been the feedback concerning Alfonso Rachel?
Well, the punishment or the backlash has been happening, you know, even long before the Godzilla movie. I've been, you know, like faded out for years. You know, like I can hardly reach much of my audience. A lot of my audience thought that I quit and that I gave up. You know, like we haven't seen any of your content in like over a year. And I get it. You know, it's when it's out of sight, out of mind. You know, I don't expect people to think about me all the time. I mean, that's why McDonald's and Coca-Cola still make commercials. They're world famous. Everybody knows who they are. But if they stop making advertisements, people will forget about them. You know, so it's the same thing with me. You know, I if people aren't seeing me in their feeds, Google hides me, Facebook hides me, Twitter hides me, you know, YouTube hides me. They all hide me. So, you know, my punishment has been happening long before. A lot of people don't even know that I'm in them.
Oh, this is great.
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to really deny the fact, though. I mean, you're on the commercial, you're across, you know, you're threaded throughout the whole movie. I mean, that's going to be kind of hard to say they didn't know that you were part of them. And by the way, I'm predicting this right now, okay? There's going to be a backlash on this movie, and what I'm saying in a positive, not a negative. What's going to happen is it's going to get out there. You're already doing, by the way, I'm looking at the Daily Caller right now, Zoe, and the Daily Caller reported that you are the top 10 for the first week of the release, the movie Gosnell. And by the way, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Alfonso Rachel, the Detective Stark from the movie Gosnell. If you have not seen it, take the time to go see it. So you are out there on the Daily Caller. They did you a service. With that said, again, if you have not seen this movie, friends, let me reiterate the point. You got to go check out the movie. They're trying to basically censor this movie, which we haven't run across. We've seen the advertisements. We've seen the movie trailers. In and we went and seen the movie. Do yourself a favor and go see the movie.
I do believe the momentum will grow, too. Word of mouth will spread. And I think you're right about the content, how Christians need to continue to bring forth this stuff. Leave the cheese out, bring the heaven in, make it quality, worldly quality, only God quality, because we are the children of God. We should have the most creative minds.
So how do people get a hold of you, my friend?
Thank you. My website is bronzeserpentmedia.com, just St. John 3:14-16, and all my contacts are there, and the projects that I'm working on there.
We appreciate you, my friend.
You,
thank you for the short notice and jumping on with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand. And divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Alfonso Rachel from the movie Gosnell. Detective Stark. Just had him on for two segments. Man, you know what, folks? I got to tell you, first and foremost, I'm going to go see it again. And with that said, I was moved when I left that movie. That's why I'm sharing what I felt. I was angry with the lying media and the corruption in government to protect, to cover for those that are murdering innocent babies in the womb. And I just want to remind everybody, friends, Hitler wasn't doing this, friends. But America, you are. Everybody talks about how bad Adolf Hitler is. Whoa. Look at the American people except today. I left angry with the media and corruption in their willingness to cover for a murderer like this, because that's what he is. And so is the entire abortion industry. You know, hey, folks, I want to say this to one of the things that was brought up in the movie. The woman that was talking about how she had 30,000 abortions. And, you know, you just heard Alfonso Rachel tell us, Detective Stark tell us, that they basically minimize those numbers. Of course they do. They always do. During the movie, they show what they do to the babies. They'll take this long needle. Oh, I can't even tell you the measurements. I'm guessing 5-6 inches long. And they put it inside of the woman's cervix, and they go in to the baby, and they stick the needle in the baby's heart, and they kill it. It, because they've conditioned you, America, to call that baby inside of that womb that was fearfully and wonderfully created in the womb. They want you to believe that it's a fetus. I mean, that's all you had to do is ask the lady while she was on the stand, are you a grown-up fetus? Well, of course I am. See, they want to give you a play of words to minimize their crimes, so you'll accept their crimes. But they take this long needle and they stab it into the baby's heart. Just like Alfonso Rachel just said, friends, it's the same thing that they put in those that are on death row. An innocent baby. And the Lord said that he hates hands that shed innocent blood. What if I get killed inside of my house by an intruder? Do you call me something different if I got killed outside of my house or inside of my house? No. It's the same thing with the baby. It's a baby. It's a human being. In America, you know it's a human being. But they've conditioned to you to accept it. One of the things that was brought up in the conversation was how Gosnell, he cared more about his turtles than the thousands of babies. And by the way, when they broke in to the abortion clinic, there was bags of babies in the freezers. Fetal, they called them, the fetal remains in the freezer. They had several little containers of severed fetal feet, they call them. Notice how they're using that word, fetal, right? And fetus, so you accept this. It's also noted that not only were the young women, after 20 minutes of training, administering drugs to these women, women died in his clinic as well. It's incredible what you, America, accept because they said so. And I'm looking at these, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at baby boy A, which they didn't show in the movie. I had to come home and see that. He's a little boy that Gosnell made a comment, a joke about it before slitting the back of his neck. He pulled him out and he said, this little boy's so big he could walk me to the bus stop. And the governor's given cover for his crimes. Basically calling off the dogs, the inspectors, not to inspect the abortion clinics. Why? Because it's blood money. It's blood money, friends. It's murder. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The lady that took the picture of Exhibit A, baby boy, that wasn't shown in the movie, said she took a picture of the baby boy because he was here long enough that she wanted to let everybody know that he was here. He had a right to know that. Everybody had a right to know that that baby was here. And folks, during the beginning of these trials, the media was nowhere. Remember how, through omission, they didn't want you to know of these Gosnell cases because it would shut down the abortion clinic. Well, we know now, friends, that just a week and a half ago, Donald Trump just signed into law through a minibus bill, fully funding Planned Parenthood and research on babies. See, that's the part that people just want to close their eyes to. There's no difference. They tell you what they tell you on the campaign trail until they get into power. And once they get there, friends, guess what? They turn on you every single time without fail. Let me go back to this concerning the turtles. You know, it's interesting because Stephanie brought this up at the same time I was going to, that it's illegal to tamper with eagle eggs. As a matter of fact, there's a Bald Eagle Protection Act at 16 U.S.C. 668, 668D on June 8th. If you break any part of this act by violating these eagles, their nests, or their eggs, you will face the criminal penalty of a $5,000 fine, 1 year imprisonment, or both. 1 year imprisonment or both. Do you see what you're subjecting yourself to, friends? They'll kill babies. Do you think that the state doesn't desire to kill you as well? Those that object to their tyrannical ways. Did you know that it's illegal to kill whales? Title I Conservation and Protection of Marine Mammals Moratorium and Exceptions, 16 U.S.C. 1371. But it's okay to murder babies, saith corruption in your government. Did you know that it's illegal to pick flowers in state parks? Minnesota Statute 2003, Table of Chapters, Table Contents, for Chapter 85.20, Subdivision 1, Violation of Rules. You heard me right, friends. I'm not making this up. If you go see the movie Gosnell, friends, I guarantee you, I'm not going to have to tell you anything statistically anymore. You know, Alfonso, Rachel brought up the fact that there was opposition. By the way, speaking of Facebook, which we talked about during the first segment, he said that Facebook has basically censored him out. Why? Because they didn't want you to know the truth of what's happening in those clinics. Friends, in regardless of the people there, which they have come forward to tell the American people what's really happening there, it still goes on. Why? Because he has on your favorite jersey and you don't want to hear the truth of the matter. It's illegal to pick flowers in state parks. We were in Arkansas. There was a huge billboard. You ready for this one? Join us in boycotting KFC for its cruelty to chickens. Yet I'm looking in front of me right now of baby boy A, the back of his neck completely slit. Also another picture of a beautiful little baby girl aborted by Gosnell. And it's interesting how the women put themselves up. And then they come up with these campaigns, stop the war on women. Well, they're guilty of killing the fruit of their womb. Are you really, America, that messed up in your heads? I mean, I'm just asking. Are the American people that messed up to accept this? Because if that's the case, which it is, you've taken on the mind of your enemy. Join us in boycotting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens. Who else? Russell Simmons, Pamela Anderson, Dick Gregory, Paul McCartney, and more. KFCCruelty.com. You've all heard of PETA, which is only a front, friends. Did you know that they actually showed a billboard? They had a billboard of a guy that was out swimming. I believe he was surfing in the ocean, and a shark took off one of his legs. And on this billboard it says, how does it feel? You've taken on the mind of your enemy. 3,700 to 4,000 babies a day are being murdered in the womb. And Americans stand back and they wonder why judgment's raining down upon their heads. That's not the mercy of God, friends, to give us more time to stand back and do nothing concerning those that are murdering the innocent in the womb. No, mercy would be for the people of God to respond by stopping abortion, to see what God would do on the behalf of those that actually established judgment in the gates. Then we expect mercy, but not until then. And if you refuse to do what he commands, you're going to be put in a situation where you wish you would have when you had the time to do it and you did it not. Love you by what we do. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.